with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. And hello, everybody out there. It's Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And yes, it is Fun Friday at a special time, 9 p.m. Central and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So sit back, get going, and get your glass of wine and your beer, whatever you're doing, and let's us have some fun. You hear what I'm saying? Now, before we get started, I got to get sentimental for a moment, y'all. I got to get sentimental. Now, I want to say, today is my 50th show, and I want to thank everybody out there who's listening and supporting me, because without you, I would be doing nothing but sleeping all day. Okay, now that we have gotten that little itty-bitty thing out the way, we're going to go ahead and get started with our What Fun Friday. Now, if you want to join in the conversation, add something to Fun Friday, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat room open. So if you want to just sit back, relax, and chat with me, we can do that too. So, now that we have all that out of the way, let's get started with our Fun Friday. You know, today is what? Friday the 13th. Now, you know, it's something funny about Friday the 13th, because everybody gets to worrying about Friday the 13th and think you're going to have bad luck and all that good stuff. But guess what? If you got bad luck already, you're going to keep bad luck. It ain't got nothing to do with the day of the month and the day or the time of the month. Heck, if you got bad luck, you just got bad luck. Just live up to it, because it is what it is. You just got bad luck. Don't worry about it. Everybody gets bad luck every now and then, but if some of y'all out there just got extra bad luck, you know, you can't do nothing right. You're going to sit on a toilet and you're constipated for 3 hours. That's bad luck. For real, it is. No matter what you do, it just ain't going to drop out for you. Hey, drink a lot of milk or something. Do what you got to do, but let it come on out. Okay, now that I have gotten that little Friday the 13th tidbit out the way, let's go ahead and get started with some fun. Now, Florida. You know, Florida, I tell you, that state has been on my show a lot this week, because Florida is one of them states that they just don't do right, man. They really don't. Now, remember a couple of weeks ago on Fun Friday when I talked about the state of Florida was looking for people out there to catch the volunteer to catch alligators? I know some of y'all remember it. Well, check this out. You still want to chase them alligators? Huh? You still want to go out there and play with them? Well, here goes a story about two more teens now. They were attacked by gators this week. And they weren't doing up a swimming. They weren't even looking for the gators, but the gators came and found them. You know, I mean, you still want to go out there and play with them? You go right ahead. I don't think the little petty offense is enough. I really don't. Number one, why are you going to go swim in a river anyway or a lake? Especially if you know it's got goddamn gators out there. That's just downright dumb. You know, just dumb. Them the type of people that go in Walmart and steal from Walmart. That's right. They go and steal from Walmart. Oh, speaking of Walmart, you know, being that this is my 50th show, I still ain't got my free cable, y'all. Because I know the DirecTV ain't worth having no more, because they done killed all the channels, but we get back to that in a little while. But I still ain't got my free cable, y'all. Y'all need to put that petition in, like I said, so I can get my free cable. All right, now. Anyway, back to the gators. I'm not understanding. If you know there's gators out there, why you going to jump your little happy behind up in the water anyway? And then you get upset because the gator come find you. Duh. He be hungry, too. No, he get tired of eating them little fish out there. Hey, you see a big old plump body swimming around, I'm going after you too. Because I get hungry just like you do. See? And you know what it is? It be them old Bigfoot country boys out there. And you know what? And how they get out there? They get to smoking that cow dung. They get to smoking that cow dung and be having them hallucinations. You know, like them people eating people and stuff. Yeah. So they get out there and they get half that cow dung. Then they want to go and swim. In places they know they don't have no business swimming. So what? Really? You going to go out there swim where you know where some gators at? You go right ahead. Go right ahead. Have fun. You know what? Because the more the gators eat you, they ain't worrying about me. I know that sounds bad, but it's true. It's the truth. And you know it's the truth. Dumb. Just dumb. You don't ever find no black folk out there getting eaten by no alligators, do you? Because we got good goddamn own sense. We don't go. Yeah, if it ain't somewhere we haven't been before, we not going up in there. I don't care what you say and who you are. We not going. I don't care what we smoking, we still not going out there in no water. Especially we think some gators out there. And no, I'm not wrong. I'm just telling you the way it is. And you know that's the truth. And speaking of gators and things like that, let me tell you, y'all out there fishing in all these little creeks and creeks and things like that, talking about the fish edible, keep eating that fish. Just go and keep eating that fish out of places like that. You're going to start growing things in places you didn't know you had. Then you're going to wonder why what's going on. You ever seen that movie, Thinner? You know, where he hit that gypsy and that thing, he was losing all that weight? Yeah, buddy, that's going to be you. You want to eat one of them fish, and if they know you're going to have some stuff you can't get rid of, and can't nobody tell you what the problem is. Now, go on. No, you know what, my child, he bad about that. He be fishing out of them creeks, talking about they be catching catfish. Talking about the only thing you got to do is fry them up. I have to tell him, don't be frying them no catfish out of no creek, especially none that you know sewage run through. Are you crazy? You know, I had to explain to him, you know, what sewage was. You know, that stuff that you let out your body that go down the toilet, yeah, that's what you fishing in, basically. Don't be going out there catching no fish, talking about eating no fish. Heck, I'd take you to a fish market or something. That's right, I would, because you don't want to be eating that stuff. Y'all, what's wrong with y'all? If you're that dang old hungry, go to your nearest Army base and tell them to give you some MREs, meals ready to eat, and dang it, they'll be more than happy to give them to you. Even if you got to go there, just go to the surplus store. They give you some, but whatever you do, don't go stealing out of Walmart. See, I have to keep saying that because y'all be stealing out of Walmart too bad, man. Y'all some quick-handed folk. You know what I mean? Then I got to go to Walmart and pay the high prices because you decide you want to be slick-handed and take all the stuff out of Walmart. Why won't you stop doing that? Huh? Please stop doing that. Because I don't want to be paying all the high prices. Stop stealing out of Walmart. Now, speaking of some more dumb teenager stuff, let's talk about Justin Bieber. Bieber, whatever the hell his name is, the little white boy that fell in love with Usher. Look, let's talk about him for a moment. Now, last week he got pulled over. He got pulled over for speeding. And his excuse for driving so fast was he was getting chased by the paparazzi. Hey, whoever came up with that damn word? What the hell is a paparazzi? Huh? Why can't they just say photographers? No, they got to create this word paparazzi like it's all important. They're a bunch of jokers with cameras chasing you. That's what they are. No, you call them paparazzi for. What the heck is a paparazzi? Huh? What is that? Sound like a pizza joint, don't it? Hey, let's go over here to paparazzi and get us some a slice of that pie. That's what it sounds like. Huh? Well, anyway, back to Justin Bieber. Now, see, here's the dumb thing about this. He's speeding, and they pull him over, and he say he's getting chased by, well, number one, he's driving a platinum sports car. There's not many of them made around here, but it's platinum. Okay? And it's sunny in California, so the sun is just blinding everybody as he go by anyway. So why wouldn't the paparazzi know who he is? Duh. Ain't like that's a common car out there. You know what I mean? Reason number two, hey, Dodo, you a star. You a pop star. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. Live with it. They're going to follow you. I don't care what you do. If you go in the toilet to take a crap, they're going to watch you there too. They'll take pictures if they can. That comes with what you are. So, now, if you don't really want to be seen, or you just don't want to do that, don't bring your ass outside. Now, did that sound like it was just an easy thing to do? That was so easy. That was so easy. See how I figured that out? And I'm not getting paid that much money to figure something like that out. Heck, you got bodyguards and stuff. You mean they can't tell you, You don't need to be driving that car today because they're going to follow you? Where's the common sense that's going on around here? Just dumb. Plum dumb. Hey, if you're getting that kind of bad advice, come see me. I can help you. I can hook you up. Because apparently they're not doing nothing for you. Now, I say nothing for you, I mean nothing for you at all. Huh? I mean, really? A platinum-colored car? A sports car? And it's not a slow car. See what I'm saying? It's not a slow car. So he was driving fast anyway. He just used that as an excuse. Hey, they should have wrote him 3 or 4 tickets just because. That's what I'm saying. Now, okay, that's the bad part. Now, let's talk about something Justin Bieber don't have anything to do with. All right? All right. There's a mother that decided to sue Justin Bieber because she claimed that he ruined her hearing at one of his concerts in 2010. Are y'all hearing me? In 2010. Now, she's saying that there was so-called a sound blast came through and damaged her hearing. Now, if I'm the judge, first thing I'm going to say, madam, case is dismissed. Why are we even in here about some bull crap like that? Why? What the hell is she thinking? Huh? She paid to go to the freaking concert. So why in the heck is she trying to sue somebody? Because she said her ears, she probably couldn't hear from the get-go. Trying to use somebody as a bait. No, she couldn't hear. That's probably why she went anyway. You know what I mean? Think about it. People who pull stuff like that, you had a freaking concert. Music going to be loud. That's why it's a concert. And then she got the nerve to try and sue Def Jam and the place that were holding the concert. Why are you doing this, lady? Huh? If you need money that bad, go and work for the Salvation Army. Go and stand on the corner with a bucket or something. Huh? Go on and stand out there. Or go and get a job in a strip club. You ain't got to hear nothing. You just got to feel the beat. Heck, if you dance good enough, Def Jam may come and give you a job. It may come give you a job. And I mean, hey, that's the way it is. That's a fact. That is a fact. Now, if you know what Def Jam should do, since you want to play around and throw a suit at me, I should go and get Suge Knight and give him a little extra dough and tell him to come visit you in the middle of the night. And let's see how much suing you want to do when he get finished with you. I bet your hearing be good then. Huh? I bet it will. And yes, I said, huh. For those who have a problem with me saying, huh, I said, huh. It's Fun Friday, y'all, and I'm having me a ball right now. I don't care. I bet she changed her mind. She can hear the judge, can't she? She can hear the judge when he say if she gets some money, she be hearing him fine. What the hell is going on with people these days? Are they crazy? Is everybody on that bath salt stuff? You know that stuff to make you eat people? Or that cake too? It's the same thing. It makes you eat people too. In that case, let's all go out there on the Indian reservation and get some of that old peyote. Isn't that what they call it? They call it peyote. Let's go and get some of that. And we sit down and we all go on a journey together. And then we put us all in a circle and you know, put some a fence or something around us to where we can't get out. And then once you get to going on your trip, if you want to get up and do something, go ahead. You know, and the last man standing is the one who walk out. I'm just saying, hey, you know, I mean, why wouldn't we? I mean, that's the same thing she on, basically. She talking about she went to a concert and it damaged her hearing. What the hell is wrong with her? It damaged her hearing. It must have damaged her common sense, too. Because there ain't nobody in the world going to pay you any money because you had a concert talking about it damaged your hearing. Can you produce some papers telling me what your hearing was before you went to the concert? So why am I gonna pay you after when you came from? You gonna produce something that says you at this thing of hearing, decibel of hearing, but you ain't got nothing to prove to in the beginning. You're crazy as heck. I'm telling you, you're just mad. You're mad. Something wrong with you, and you need to get some help. More than just your hearing, too. More than just your hearing. You need more than that. You need some serious stuff going on. Hey, it's just a matter. It's just one of those things, y'all. That's like me suing for saying that I ruined my voice talking on the radio, on the internet radio. Well, heck, there's something I wanted to do. I mean, how am I going to sue somebody because of something I want to do? And anyway, check this out. What in the heck was she doing at a Justin Bieber concert anyway? She may have been Chester and Melissa. You ain't no thought about that. Huh? What was she doing at the concert? Please tell me. Because I really want to know this. Her old ass up there in the damn concert didn't want to sue somebody. She should be ashamed of telling anybody she was there. Probably had something on she wasn't supposed to wear anyway. Flat booty little white girl. I don't know what the heck going on. Get a freaking life. Go and do some adult things. Leave them kids alone. Out there chasing this little young boy. He don't want you. Heck, he may not even want no girls. And you out there trying to act like you all that. Talking about your hearing got hurt. Sit your behind down somewhere. What the heck wrong with you? Speaking of sitting there behind somewhere, have y'all noticed that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes got a divorce? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's shocking, isn't it? They really have gotten a divorce. But guess what? Jim and James got a divorce yesterday, too. Exactly. Who is in the hell is that? And why should we give a damn about what happened to any of them? Not like they broke. It's not like they broke. I mean, why do we even care? It has nothing to do with us. Nothing. Oh, because Tom Cruise goes on Oprah and jumps on her couch like he's an idiot. Talking about this religion of Scientology. Who the hell have heard of Scientology? Heck, most of us don't like science. Let's not talk about joining a religion with science in it. Are you crazy? You know, and you know, them stars be joining crazy crap like that. And you know why? Because they got to pay all that money. They don't want us in there, so they pay the money. I ain't never heard of no one know them black actors talking about they're part of no Scientology. Because we don't do that crazy stuff. Not at all. He jump up and down on Oprah's couch, and all of a sudden, that's the religion to go to. He crazy as hell. I am sorry. I ain't going to no Scientology. I didn't like science in school. Why would I want to go and do a religion with science in it? Are you crazy? Huh? Why I want to do that? That is just dumb. That is. That's just dumb. We ain't got time for that. Not at all. I could care less about Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, or they Scientology. Now, if it was Pam Grier, I may pay attention to that if Pam Grier. Because, you know, Pam Grier is a bomb, y'all. Y'all know how I feel about Pam Grier. Hey, Pam, if you're listening, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Hey, and we'll talk all night. But anyway, back to Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Why do we care? When the last time Katie Holmes made a movie? Really? Besides listening to her being married to Tom Cruise, we ain't heard nothing about that white girl. Since Dawson Creek. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Y'all can get mad at me. Y'all can do whatever you want to. Maybe we need to go and throw them in some of them rivers with them gators and see how good he is at getting away from it. Dang gonna Scientology. Hey, I don't want to be part of no Scientology. I don't care what you say. That's just downright dumb, crazy, and just outrageous. It's outrageous, y'all. Now, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? We ain't going to do nothing because we don't give a flying freak. you know. And you know what, that the Scientology, they probably got them pulpit pimps up in there. Ah, y'all thought I forgot about that word, right? The pulpit pimps. Talk about the moon and the sky. You know why they be up in there talking about that crazy stuff? Because they be smoking that ganja too. Heck yeah, they, y'all know. Look, science, come on, y'all. You got to be on some special stuff anyway. Let alone talking about having it as a religion. Are you serious? You got to be smoking something kind of good. Kind of good. Maybe some fish guts wrapped up in some leaves or something. Sprinkle with a little oregano. Why not? You know, and then probably part of the religion is, you know, they get to swap mates and stuff like that. You know, bring a couple of little donkeys in and give a couple of shows and things like that. Hey, you never know. It's science, right? It's for the good of science. Scientology. That's the name of the church. They got this big spread out there in California. I mean, it is what it is. It's Scientology. So you never know what they're trying to experiment with out there. You don't see nobody picking in that, do you? Heck no. You know what? Maybe we ought to send Mitt Romney out there. Make him the president of a Scientology. Maybe he can get his brain together on that one. Huh? And who the hell names their kid Mitt? M-I-T-T. What the hell is a Mitt? Back in the day, that's what we used to call a glove to catch a ball. Right? And you got a grown man running around with the name Mitt. What in the world is going on? Mitt. Hey, you turn it around and what it spell? Nothing. That's about the size of where he at. Nothing, nowhere. Mitt. Mitt probably started Scientology. They just ain't going to tell you because they don't want you to know. That's right. They don't want you to know. And if they're smart, they shouldn't want you to know because that's a dumb religion. I'm just going to put it out there. That's just dumb. Scientology. And you know why they started it? Because they have nothing better to do. It was another scheme to get somebody to pay them some money. Dumb. Shoot. In that case, I'm going to start me a church. Church of the Broke People. My church is going to be named the Church of the Broke People, and I'm not letting nobody in unless you got some money. So if you're broke, stay away from my church because I don't want you. Church of the Broke People, but I want rich people in my church. Ain't that something? That about makes much sense of Scientology. It really does. Huh? And you know what's so bad about it? Half the people in the nation can't even spell a word. They can't spell a word. I'm be honest with you. Let's tell the truth. Just dumb. Now, moving on from Katie and them to some more failures going on around here. Hey, y'all. What's going on with American Idol? Huh? What is really going on with American Idol? Please tell me. First, that girly man, what's his name? Steven Tyler, you know, the one with the big lips. Then, to top it off, Jennifer Lopez done left the show. Now, that only leaves, what's the boy name? Randy Dog Jackson. He the only one left to judge anything now. But see, here's the catch to that, y'all. They should have seen it coming. And I'm going to tell you why. They let Jennifer Lopez on the show. Okay. I know y'all like, what's she got to do with it? Y'all need to pay attention and see what I'm about to say. See, this is what happened. See, anything Jennifer Lopez is a part of, marries, or does, it dies. It goes bad. That's right. It goes bad. Puffy. What the little actor boy name was? Yeah, him too. He ain't made a good movie since. See what I'm saying? And of course, Mark Anthony. You know, now he's trying to revive his career. See what I'm saying? Now, here's another thing. She was on there for one season, and that's all she had to be, one season. And everything just goes blah, blah. Blurp, blurp. Yeah. Blurp, blurp. As in blurp, blurp down the toilet. Heck yeah. Now, and plus, when you know, those other singing shows on, I think she, you know what, I think she be working for the mother shows. She just don't tell you. That's why she going on people's shows and be ruining them. Heck yeah. Because everything she touch dies. Instead of calling her Jenny from the block, they should call her Jenny D from the block. Stands for Jenny Death from the block. She the Black Widow of Hollywood, y'all. If you want your show to die in the one of the last, put Jennifer Lopez on there. I guarantee it won't last the first season. That's right. I'm just putting it out there. And you know it's true. Just because she got a big butt, they make it all fancy. Well, hey, there's many girls walk around here in the hood with a big butt and dumb as hell, just like her. You know, so what was going on? What is going on? Why are we even going through that with her? Now it's a big thing because she leaving the show. Hell, everybody know Jennifer Lopez ain't nothing but a skank. That's right. Everybody know it. There's not no big surprise. She go from man to man when her career, and y'all never notice, when her career, check this out now. When her career is in a tank, She gets on the wagon with somebody and rises till her career comes back. Then she gone again. But wherever she living, it's done died. Y'all check that out. I know y'all like, check it out. Check it out. See them things y'all be paying attention to because y'all too busy stealing out of Walmart. That's right. I'm saying y'all still stealing out of Walmart. You won't steal out of Target, but you sure go to Walmart and get robbed them blind. Why you won't steal out of Target? Huh? What Target so special that you won't steal out of? You won't even go and steal out of Winn-Dixie. Who those who know what Winn-Dixie is? Why not? So they give you gas perks, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna mess up your gas perks. I was just tell you, I ain't messing up my gas perks from Winn-Dixie. I don't care what you do. You turn your best friend in if they go mess up your perks. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. And I'm just saying, y'all. And you know, it's just things like that y'all never notice. But everybody, here comes Jennifer Lopez. Here comes, here comes the end of your show. And speaking of that, who the heck is Adam Lambert? And why is he, what qualifies him to be a judge on American Idol? Has it gotten that bad to where they just got to go and find anybody? And Adam Levine, who is Adam Levine? Who is all them people? I guess if you're into a certain type of music, you have no clue who that is. Hey, did Adam Lambert just win a couple of seasons ago? Heck, he ain't even been around long enough to know what music is. They're going to make him a judge. If I was on one of them contestants and he said something bad to me, I'd go down and slap the faggotness out of him. Ooh, did I say that out loud? Oh, my. I am so sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for not being politically correct. I slapped the hell out of him. You don't know what you're talking about. I think better than you anyway. That's right. It's Fun Friday, y'all, and I'm having fun. Hey, y'all do what y'all do. I'm doing what I do tonight, and that's clown. Because I ain't got nothing else to do. Heck, it's 9:30 my time. What else is it to do at 9:30 here in Central Texas besides get on, let's talk, and have some fun? It's my 50th show. I'm drinking my wine, and I'm having me a ball. So it is what it is, and let's continue on. If you want to talk to me, dial 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. My chat room is open. Talk to me there if you want to. But if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine, too. Just listen then. I was told yesterday on my show, a smart man is the one that listens, not the one that runs their mouth. Okay. All right, we done got that hymn out the way. All right, I am your host, Eric Jackson, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk. Today is Fun Friday on Friday the 13th. And you know what? Why they ain't got Friday the 13th movies playing tonight? Where's Jason? Ain't tonight one of them nights where Jason's supposed to be roaming around in that hockey mask? Don't you think that hockey mask is part of some nasty stuff under the hockey mask? He done had that hockey mask on for some years. What do you think? Can you imagine the dirt and the nastiness and the worms and stuff like that under that mask? That's why he probably don't take it off. Heck, all his friends will run away. I'm talking about the dang old worm. And you ever notice how these people be running through the woods? That's right. They run through the woods, hop in the van, drive off, and by the time they get around the corner, he ain't doing nothing but walking, but he's standing in front of the van. Now, how the hell did he get in front of the van? How did he get in front of the van? Now, and here go the dumb part. Instead of running his behind over, they stop and swerve. Then they wreck the van. Then they get out and run again. What kind of mess is that? What kind of mess is that? That is crazy. And the bad part about it, when we were younger, we actually thought that was a good movie. I can believe Jason. Jason. That is Jason, ain't it? Yeah, I believe my Freddy Krueger more than I believe Jason. Yeah, because Freddy come visit you in your dreams, see? And y'all know y'all done had them dreams. Y'all done had them dreams that been like real dreams. You ever had that one where you're falling and you're falling and you're falling and you're trying to scream and can't say nothing, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you look around and you be like, ooh. Then you're scared to go back to sleep because you think you're still falling. Y'all know y'all done had them dreams, don't act like it. Just like that dream you have where you're standing in the bathroom using the bathroom and you're sitting on the toilet using the bathroom, but you're still laying in the bed. Look, you laying in the bed, right? And you doing all that. Then all of a sudden, guess what happens? You feel that little drop coming down? You wake your behind up then, don't you? Now, I know, look, I know some of y'all don't get up. Y'all think y'all got them diapers on, so that's going to protect you till you wake up and you're in that wet spot in the morning. And some of y'all so sorry, y'all know y'all done pissed the bed, and what you do, you just roll over to the dry side. That's just nasty. That's just nasty. Get your nasty butt up and go use the bathroom. But you ever notice how, when you have that kind of dream, though, you ever notice why it's just peeing? You never got the boo-boo. It's just, you always got the piss. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, don't act like you ain't never thought about it. You probably haven't thought about that, but think about it right now. Anytime you have one of them dreams, what happened? You always got the piss. Why is that? Huh? Why is that? Is it just a mental thing? Or it's just harder to boo-boo in your sleep? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just things that come back. Hey, things that happen, right? It's just things that happen. What can I say? What can I say? It just happens. Hey, talking about things that just happen. Hey, you DirecTV customers, I know y'all good and mad right about now. Huh? Y'all good and mad, aren't you? I know y'all, because they done took your BET, your Comedy Central, your Nickelodeon, your whatever the other stuff is. They just took all that from you. Huh? And I know y'all mad, because they ain't lowered your prices, though, have they? They take your shows, but keep your money. What are y'all going to do? And this is why I'm asking what y'all going to do, because you know what, some of y'all out there, y'all love y'all Sunday best, your households of Atlanta, the stupid wives of basketball players, and all that crap that comes on, the reality show that y'all be posting every 5 minutes on Facebook on Sunday night about. Oh, boy, but guess what? Y'all in trouble now, and you know what that means? You got to give your husband something now. Because you know some of y'all was using them shows not to give your husband no nookie. Don't act like you didn't do it. Huh? And he so dumb, he falling right along with you, sitting there watching it, thinking he going to get some. And soon it goes off, you run in bed and turn off the light and turn over. Put on your period panties. And he's so dumb. Look, he's so dumb, he ain't keeping up with your cycle, so you can tell him any damn thing, he'll believe it. And you know what's so bad, though? Some of y'all so bad out there, y'all even go to the bedroom and masturbate and let your husband touch you. That is just downright raggedy. You know what? That's just raggedy. Heck yeah. That's just bad. That is just bad. You know, now what you gonna do though? What you gonna do? Your shows, you ain't got your shows no more. What you gonna do? And don't be trying to talk about y'all gonna watch the cooking channel because I see you watching and still can't cook. Ooh, yeah, whatever. Well, you know what, ladies and men, because you know some of the men out there, you know, they doing some crazy things too. One thing I'd say, since your excuse is gone now, go on and get your jaws ready, okay? Just go on and get your jaws ready. All right. For those who didn't catch that little reference, think about it later. Sunday night when you got to do something with your jaws, then you'll realize what I'm talking about. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Hey, look, check this out, though. Have you ever been making love and you done had that love making session that just, oh, the bomb. You know, you done did your thing and you know you done did your thing, right? And don't you get finished, you know, you done went 5 minutes instead of one, so you think you the bomb now. Oh, shoot, I done rocked the world, right? And then that other one, that special one, he tells you, hey, you did good today. You did good. What the hell does you did good mean? Like I was taking a test, like you taking a test or something. Huh? Okay, so maybe it lasted a few seconds longer, a few minutes longer than normal. You know, but do y'all have to rub it in your spouse's face like that? They're talking about, I mean it in a good way. How in the hell is that in a good way? That's insulting my intelligence. Tell me, you did good and pat you on your head. Oh, Lord have mercy. Mm-mm. Y'all know it's some crazy things out there. It is. And we do some crazy things to people. And don't act like I'm the only one who think about this stuff. Because you know you do. You know you do. And ladies, if you got them big tatas, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you got them big tatas, look, please wash under them. Okay, don't mind want all that funk in their face if they're trying to give you some, especially if you're trying to be good. You lift that thing up to caress it and all that odor come from under, that just changes the whole mood. Yeah, if y'all don't know, yeah, it gets funky under there. That's right. That's right. It does. It gets funky under there. And you need to know that. And by the way, gentlemen, men, ladies, I'm going to hook them up too. Look, if you want some special attention in certain places, make sure you do the same thing under your sacks, okay? Because there's some funk be under there too. Oh, get it straight now. How do I know? Because I'm a freaking man. Shoot, I know I sweat under my nuts, and you sweat under yours too. Don't act like you all that special just because you go holy rolling, you go to church, you don't sweat under your... Yeah, you want some attention down there too, just like your... Well, I don't know. You may not be able to give your lady no attention down there. But anyway, you know what, though? But they want some attention down there too. You know, it's one of those things, you do me, I do you. That's right. And if that's the case, just make sure you wash down there. Don't nobody want to smell all that funk. And ladies, y'all going to hit them creases under them breastises. especially if you got them gigantic ones. You know what I'm talking about. The one where you have to have two breasts, two bras on to hold them up. Heck yeah. I'm telling the truth. You know, y'all need to handle that kind of stuff. Because that's just raggedy. And another thing, when you out in public and you get out of a car, you got some shorts on, and you got to take 10 minutes to pull them down, guess what that means, y'all? Them damn shorts are too short. They too small. Why you out the house in them? Huh? And then think about it. You done been sweating, riding the heat in the car. I don't care if you got extra, you got all that sweat going on. You walk by somebody and knock their behind out, you smelling so bad. That's right, I'm telling you like it is. Don't act like y'all don't know. Don't act, because some of y'all be walking by people talking about, ooh, somebody stink up, somebody smell like tuna up in here. Make you not want to eat tuna fish for a couple of years. Now, I mean, really, let us be honest about this thing. You know, and y'all know they out there. If it ain't coming from under they, you know, private parts, they lift up their arm and you're like you're in an onion patch. How you going to lay under somebody's arms and you got all that onion coming out from under there? Huh? Nobody want to smell no onion. Hell, we not overseas where they eat whole onions, okay? We don't want to smell that. You know, if you got a lot of hair and it's holding that odor, shave it off. Shave out. That'll help a little bit, but you still need to use deodorant and soap and water. Hey, that's right. I mean, really? That's the truth. And I'm not saying any more about it, because if you stink, you stink. And I'm trying to help you smell like you got some sense. So your friends don't want to tell you you stink, but I'm going to tell you. You stink. And stop going to the club, getting all the alcohol in your system, and coming up wanting to talk to somebody. Nobody want to smell that mess on your breath. Hey, then you're going to try and go home. And then for the ones that marry, you're going to go try and go home, get in bed with your spouse, talking about, I love you. Come on, baby. Nobody want to have no drunk sex with you, smelling like you're all nasty and stuff. That's right. Now, I can see if y'all out there getting drunk and stuff together, then both of your breaths stink, so okay, you have fun. You know, but if you out there by yourself, you come home and she sleep too, man, or he sleep, don't bother that person, because you're liable to get knocked out the bed. it's just one of those things that's happening, y'all. It's happening. Today is Fun Friday. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm having the fun. I don't care what the date is, the 13th, the 12th, the 19th, the 88th, I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. I'm having some fun on Fun Friday. If you want to have some fun with me, want to talk to me, no problem. Call me. I'm here. I'll talk to you. I sure will. I even let you talk for a little while. But don't be calling here with no craziness, because I'm going to have to send you to the toilet then. And it's not going to be a dream. But if you want to talk to me, call in at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in my chat room, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you there also. Now, with that being said, this is Let's Talk, and I am Eric Jackson, your host. Now, we're moving right along. We're moving right along. Hey, check this out, y'all. Men, there's a German court. Of course, if it's a German court, where is it at? I just, you know, because some of y'all ain't going to catch this one. It's in Germany, okay? A German court is in Germany. I'm just saying, for those that had a little bit too much to drink and can't comprehend it, it's in Germany. Okay? Now, they have ruled that circumcising your male child is illegal and a criminal act. I tell you what, put me in jail, damn it, because mine gonna get that skin cut off. And some of y'all out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all could walk around with that skin with all that stuff under your skin. You got to pull it back and take a vacuum and get all that stuff from under that skin. That's just nasty. Then you want somebody to go down there and kiss it and carry it on. You're just nasty. And that's part of the reason for being circumcised, health issues. And then you're so old, then you decide you want to go ahead and get it done after you get grown. Huh? Really? That's painful, man. Then you have to walk funny like you walk around with these jokers with these pants down to their knees, all wide-legged and carrying on. I don't know what the heck wrong with them damn Germans. Now, you know, they talking about that's illegal. They don't believe in dang on deodorant. The women don't shave their legs. They walk around here looking like a damn gorilla. What the hell is going on over there? And we need to go over there and do some things about that because something ain't right there. Something ain't right. I don't know what the heck they were smoking, they were doing, but, you know, I don't know. They was on the hashish. That's right, they was on the hashish. Because, you know, they can get it easy over there because they just go drive across the border in a couple of countries and they come on back with it. Yeah. They was on the hashish. And don't y'all act like y'all don't know what no hashish is. I'm not the only one who know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what it is. Y'all drug heads out there. Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what hashish is. Oh, my goodness. But that what the court had to be on to make that ruling there, because that was just downright dumb. That's dumb. You know what? Well, anyway, we're going to move on from that subject, because I'm about to say something that's going to get me in trouble. Now, I'm going to go ahead and to move on to this next one. Hey, if y'all in Germany, you had your child there, please get that child circumcised. Don't put him through no torture like that. Now, this really gonna make you laugh though. There was a man in Britain. He was 31 years old. All right. And he was upset because his wife was reading 50 Shades of Grey, the first book. Now, I don't know why he going to get upset about that, because I think if she reading 50 Shades of Grey, that may benefit me in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that right, ladies? Because y'all reading it trying to get somebody this dude. You know, y'all see something, oh, that sounds good, hey. Come here, let's try this. You know what I mean? So what? I don't know what he was getting upset about. You know, he must be missing out on something. But anyway, moving right along. And, you know, they've been arguing all day about this thing, about her reading this book. You know, so he got so upset, he went to her house. And they continued to argue. Now, they continued to argue. So she got tired of arguing and went to close the door. Well, he stuck his foot in the door to stop the door. Number one, that had to hurt as like hell. Yeah, y'all know that. They make it sound like it's just easy to put your foot in the door as it closes. That hurts. That hurts. So I guess between the pain in his foot and the thought that she was learning how to do something different he didn't like, he slapped her. Yeah, he slapped her, y'all. He hit her. But that's not the gist of it. Then he squirted her in the face with some steak sauce. With some steak sauce. What the heck you want to waste steak sauce like that for? I guess she look. I guess she looked like a big steak out of his foot when they hurt. I wonder what kind of steak sauce it was. You think it was A1 or was it Heinz? Which one did y'all think it was? I mean, it had to be something, because for you to take my steak sauce and squirt you in the face with it, it had to be some. Oh man, it had to be some cheap steak sauce. I mean, come on now. Steak sauce? Out of all things, squirt somebody with some steak sauce. And here's the question. What he doing walking around with steak sauce anyway? It's not like you walking around with hot sauce. No, because some of us walk around with our hot sauce. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, we got to have it. We got to have it. But steak sauce? What are you going to do? Go out there and pasture and kill one of them dang on cows out there and go on to cook it up right there so he had his steak sauce with him? But he squirted her in the face with the steak sauce. He done slapped her. I guess when he slapped her, he tenderized it, right? So he put squirted the steak sauce so he get ready to eat. He was on them bath salts. Oh, my goodness. He was on the bath salt. That's what that was. He thought he was tenderizing a steak. And he was ready to eat. Wow. That is just downright crazy. And then, you know, and people do just some of the dumbest things. You know, maybe he was in the Church of Scientology. Y'all think that thing what it was? Huh? He had been to the Church of Scientology, and that what they told him to do? Slap her and put some steak sauce on her and make her feel better. She'll obey you then. Look, he'd been up the creek, and she put out a steak knife and made him a steak, huh? Ooh, buddy. I don't know what's going on with these people around here. They are just downright crazy. Just downright crazy. Why? And speaking of crazy, hey, look, if y'all wearing dreads out there, that's fine. That's your thing. I ain't got no problem with it. But wash your damn hair, okay? Because it stink if you don't wash it. Yes, and don't nobody else, you know, that's like the big tatas and not washing under and the nuts and stuff. Wash that stuff. That stuff carry odors. You ain't did nothing to it in about 800 years. So already looking bad, then you don't even want to wash it. That's just downright lazy. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Hell, if you got to, go to Walmart and steal some soap or something, some shampoo. I give you permission to go to Walmart and steal that, but don't steal nothing else out of Walmart, okay? Just get the shampoo and wash your hair. Okay, that's all. But wash it. You around here slinging your hair like you just a bomb. You know, like your hair is it. And you're around here making people pass the hell out. That's right. Why? I'm just saying. You know, hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all be in there, and y'all be like, ooh, Lord, that hair steak. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's just bad. And ladies, look, let me tell you what happened today, y'all. I was out and about, you know, and this young lady walked by, this other young lady, and she said, ooh, I love to see a black lady with her hair that's healthy hair, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that was a nice compliment, right? Then you look at the lady here that gave the compliment, and her junk is just as jacked up as it want to be. Some cheap weave, and it's about to fall off. But you're like, whoa, my goodness. That's just raggedy. Just raggedy. Heck, if you like that, go and get yours fixed then. And for y'all wearing that old sew-in, that old cheap sew-in stuff, please fix that. Don't nobody want to see you looking like you done got stitched up after a big fight. Get that fixed. You know, if you can afford to get it put in, please have enough money to get it taken care of. I mean, don't put it in there in January and don't take it off again until next July. Really? That's just raggedy. You walk around here looking like a dang Raggedy Ann doll. Lord have mercy. And oh, y'all know I got to talk about the eyelashes, right? Y'all know the eyelashes I'm talking about, the one that make you look like you're ready to fly. And I thought about that today. I really did. And y'all put them big old thick behind eyelashes on, and I thought about it. I said, I bet if some of y'all bet y'all eyelashes hard and fast enough, y'all actually fly. Because that's just how big them things be looking. You have to get a clearance. You have to get a clearance to get off the ground with them eyelashes. Stop wearing all that fake stuff. Nobody want to see you with all that. You think you're looking good, you're looking dumb. Wear your own stuff. Be yourself. Think you go in the club, come back, meet somebody, and you get home, and you start taking all that mess off. They don't know who they looking at no more. They don't. Because you did. So wasn't the person they met in the club. Hey, y'all ever had that person you done met, and you doing your one-night stand or whatever, and you bring them home, or you go to their place. But mainly if you bring them home, and, you know, y'all having a good time that night, that's fine. You know, y'all get y'all swerve on, you know, and then you pass out, whatever. Then the alcohol wear off, and then you wake up in the morning, look at that person, be like, who the hell are you? Y'all know y'all have been through that before. That's a funny this stuff, ain't it? Or you get that person that would just hang around, and the only thing going through your mind is, when are you going home? You need to go home now. You make up an excuse to get them out of there so they can go home and leave you the hell alone. You served your purpose. You know, you did what y'all need you to do. Now go home. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your girl no more. You served your purpose. Get out. And they want to cut and call you boo. It's over with. Go home. Go home. Because once I think about it, you wasn't that good anyway. It was the alcohol talking. You Lord have mercy. Okay. Moving right along to the next story. That wasn't a story. That's just some stuff I had to be thinking of, man. I be thinking of some crazy stuff. I really do. Y'all just don't have a clue as to what I be thinking about. But I'm going to tell you some of it here today. Now, there was a man in Montana. Okay, he was arrested. Because he was arrested because he made a claim that he was a victim of a drive-by shooting. Okay, what's the story? Well, you know, after they questioned him, whatever, he admitted that he made the story up. You know, he made the story up that, you know, he's a victim of the drive-by shooting. Okay, here's the rub, y'all. He said whoever did drive-by shooting was driving a pickup truck. Who the heck does a drive-by shooting in a pickup truck? I know we talk about Montana, but I don't think they do drive-bys in Montana in a pickup truck, do they? That's like doing a drive-by on a straw wagon. What the heck you do? You know, that was like Rodney King doing 95 miles an hour on his Hyundai back in the day when he got caught and beat up by the police. That just does not make any freaking sense. A pickup truck. Now, if he want to be and here's the other thing. If he really wants to be a victim of a drive-by shooting, that's no problem. There's some places we can take him and drop him off, and I'm sure he will be. You know, but to say you was a victim of a drive-by shooting and if they were driving a pickup truck, man, come on. I know you couldn't believe that if you wanted to. You really couldn't. Because that's just dumb. That's so dumb, man. I mean, you can't even say he was smoking peyote on that one. You can't. Only thing you can say is, what the hell was he thinking? Now, it'll be to the man's rescue. He was kind of a patient at the VA. Okay, so he may have been, you know, missing some faculties or whatever, but I think even that, he still came up with a better thing than a pickup truck. I would even thought about a tractor, you know, because them big old tractors would be out there, you know, they'd be sitting up so high. Okay, I can say a tractor because you can hide some things in a tractor, but a pickup truck? No, that don't make any sense, and I'm not buying that. So, yeah, he need to go to jail on that one. Maybe they go give him some help so he get his mind up. So next time he gets shot at, he come up with something better than a pickup truck. Now, since that is gone, you want to talk to me? 347-838-8622. I'm here and I'm ready to talk to you. Or you can email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can talk to me in my chat room. Because I'm here and I'm ready. It's Fun Friday. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and this is Let's Talk Friday the 13th. And let's continue to move on. Now, are y'all ready? Y'all ready for this one? This is going to be the show. This is going to be it. This is going to be it. You hear me? There's a club in West Palm Beach, y'all. And they are suing the Octomom for not appearing at their strip club. All right. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not through yet. I'm just getting started with this one. All right. At the strip club. And she was going to dance topless. Okay? She's going to do 8 shows dancing topless. Now, That woman got 14 freaking kids. 14. Who the heck gonna pay to see some saggy titties? Really? They should thank her for counseling so the people wouldn't tear the club up. Nobody want to see that all dried up stuff talking about up there dancing topless. Huh? Can you imagine that body after 14 kids? Ain't that one time or some mess like that? Can you imagine that? You think I'm going to pay my money in a strip club to see some mess like that? Are you crazy? She come up there, I throw a brick at her. Nobody don't want to see that. Heck, I know blow-up dolls probably got better shapes than she do. You know what I mean? But I can't believe they actually suing her because she did show up to dance, to do a strip dance, and a dance topless in the strip club. You know what? Them old men down there, they need to really find something to do. If that's what they call entertainment, they need some help. They need some help. This woman that had 14 kids. 14. You understand what I'm saying? That's a lot of kids. Heck, most women who have, they got 3 or 4 kids. If they don't do right, they still sagging. So you know what she looking at 14? Dried up. Just hanging. Probably down there to her knees or something. And they getting the wrong idea because, you know, they got them push-up bras now. So even the dried up ones look good in the push-up bra. That's right. And you know how I know? Because men have been fooled by them push-up bras. That's right. You see them out in public, you be looking at them, and they be looking all nice and juicy and good. Man, you get them folk home, they take their bra off, you be like, where they went? Oh, my. I mean, you're like, where they went? What happened? What happened to all that plumpness? It's like somebody stuck a pin in them and the air, all the air just drained out. I mean, and you going to pay somebody to strip club? You going to go to somebody's strip club with that? I don't think so. I don't see that, y'all. You know, please give me some understanding about what's going on with that. What is really going on? Because that is ridiculous. A strip club after 14 kids? No. And I don't care how much plastic surgery you had. No. And it's not only that they just ain't got no. But can you imagine if it was a cesarean section? Can you imagine that too? All them scars going across her belly? There's no talking about the stretch marks. Well, you know, she kind of light skinned, so, and being that she light, if y'all know what I mean, like light bright, you know, you may not see the stretch marks, but I'm sure you're going to see them because you done had 14 freaking kids. Your body don't recover that well after 14 kids. I don't care what you say and who you are. It just don't happen. It just don't happen like that. But these cats are so upset, they trying to sue her for not appearing in their strip club to dance topless. Topless. You know what that mean? That mean she took her shirt off. She was going to take the shirt off, y'all. Who knows? Maybe, okay, I'll give her the benefit. Maybe she was going to, no, that's a topless, though. That's a tough, so that means she had to come out the bra, too. And I just can't see that's nasty. I can't see the sexual innuendo, the sexual nothing in that. I don't. But I know some of y'all out there now. I know. When y'all get ready to go dance, hey, shoot me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. I'll see if I can send my boys out there to visit you. You know, so we can come back and talk about it on the show. Oh, my. Oh, hush up. Don't be acting like y'all. Don't be acting like that, y'all. Don't be acting like that. It's Fun Friday. Take it in stride, okay? It's all right. Hey, if it's good looking and you like it and they like it, flaunt it. But if you done had 14 kids and they dragging down to your knees and flat as a pancake, don't flaunt it, please. Do us a favor and keep it to yourself. Dance in the mirror at home, okay? If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Now, speaking of other dried up folk, let's talk about Dick Cheney. All right. y'all remember who Dick Cheney was? Okay, Dick Cheney was the vice president when George Bush was the president. Or should we say Dick Cheney was the president and George W. Bush was the vice president. However y'all wanna say it. Oh Lord. Got to call it what it is, right? Well, anyway, you know, Dick Cheney back in the news again, y'all. He always, every time he gets in the news, he always say something dumb. He really does. And this time he said that Mitt from the Hamptons, his name is Mitt, and that's what his mother named him, Mitt, M-I-T-T, Mitt. Boy, I tell you. Anyway, said Mitt was the only man that could handle a crisis like 9/11. That's what he said. But if I can remember correctly, him and George didn't do such a good job handling it either. So how the hell he going to say Mitt going to do a better job? You know? And the top thing, do you really want Dick Cheney endorsing you in anything? Do you really? I mean, y'all think about it. I know a lot of y'all don't forget this, but I'm not going to forget this, what this man did. This man shot another person who was supposedly his friend in the face during a hunting trip. That's right, in the face. And you know his partner, the vice president, Mr. Bush, he was there too. But you know that ain't nothing was done to him, and it went right, got swept right on under the rug. Hell, if you my friend, why you gonna turn around and shoot me in the face? We out there hunting together. You made me think, you know what I think? I think they was out there hunting that man. I do. You know, I think he was probably, you know, he wasn't pure in their eyes. You know how you watch them shows and they have them plans going on to where, okay, we gonna go out here. Yeah, we're going to go out here and we're going to take John with us because John's been making ways that we need to get rid of him. So, you know, we're going to go out here in the woods and act like we hunting some turkeys, but, you know, we're going to send John over there and we're going to shoot him and act like it was an accident. You just got our message through. If he survived, okay. But if he don't, oh, it was an accident. Now, Mitt, I'm not your big fan either, but Mitt, do you really want Mr. Dick Cheney endorsing you for anything? No, I wouldn't. Hey, who knows though? Him and Mitt may go dang on hunting and he get Mitt. So he can go for president again. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, things like that happen. Right? Right. Now, here's another thing going on, y'all. You know, young ladies, period. Now, why y'all deal with married men? Especially when you know that. I mean, I can understand if it's like you don't know. But if you know from the get-go they married and that their wife coming and you move all your stuff in the house and then when he tell you it's time to go, you want to clown, what the hell is wrong with you? Huh? Well, why are you trying to clown somebody? You the one that's wrong. You're lucky the woman didn't come home and beat you down. And ladies, let's be realistic about this, right? Y'all come in there and y'all want to jump on the girl. Why? Heck, if you married to that man, he moved her in the house. She didn't come on her own. He may try to tell you that, but she didn't come on her own. Right. And men the same way. Why you jumping on that woman? That man didn't move in that house on his own. I'm just saying, y'all doing the wrong thing. I mean, if it's that bad, y'all go and see the Altamont dance in the club. By the time that's over with, I'm sure y'all go home and appreciate them a little bit better. Yes, yes, yes. And y'all know I never do a fun Friday while talking about my pet peeves, right? Y'all know what my pet peeves are. Them damn braids. Once again, if you over the age, see, I used to say 30, and 40, but I'm going to drop it to 25. If you want to know 25, why the hell you walk around here with braids in your hair? You got braids, you got tattoos from your toe to the top of your head, and you wonder why you can't get a job, you dumb, silly rabbit. I wouldn't hire you either. You'll walk around here looking crazy. And for y'all that's 50 years older and older, and all that gray hair in your head, you walk around here with braids in your head, your pants hanging down, and your shirts off like you a young boy just because you think you fine. Put your clothes on and put your clothes up and wear your hair like you're supposed to. Don't nobody want to see that. You're too freaking old. All that dang old gray hair up in your head. Then you got nerve to try and put on a dang old do-rag or a stocking cap. Why? You all in public. It's 110 degrees outside. Why you got on a stocking cap? Why? You're not that cute, guy. Them days are over with. Those days are over with. You out there hanging with the young boys. Like you just styling. You know what they're doing? They're laughing at you. That's what they're doing? Laughing at you. Getting you to buy them some alcohol. Because you the only one old enough to do it. That's right. Walk around here with them dang on do-rags on your head. And then you got your pants down to your knees. You're walking, holding them up. And you got a belt on. But your belt is so loose, you got to walk around holding your pants up in the front so they don't fall down. What the hell is that all about? Please tell me. Please. You just, the more we talk about it, the dumber you get. You're dumb. That's a pet peeve that I can't take. And every time I see it, it's just bad. And don't just like it just y'all. The man girls. Yeah, the man girls. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all just as bad walk around here in them dang on dirty behind white beaters, dang on saggy behind titties. No bras on. Damn short, so damn short that damn flies fly away from you. That's just nasty. We don't want to see that mess. What the heck is going on with that? Huh? Huh? What the heck is going on with that? Why we have to go through that? And then y'all want to get in public, and then you want to fight each other like y'all fighting over something. Really? Then somebody decent come and try and holler at your boy and your girl, then you got an issue going on. You want to claim something. If I had them, I wouldn't claim your nasty looking behind. I'd roll on out with the person who looked better. Got more going on. Because apparently you don't. You walk around here with saggy titties and a dirty tank top on. Or wife beater, as they call them. And girls, if you got them big tatas on, stop wearing these dresses that ain't got no straps. Please. That's not cute either. That's really not. Your damn stuff about to fall out of every shake, every walk you do. And you walking like it's just cute. Really? Put a strap on. Or put a slip on or do something. Golly, you should be having to tell you these things. You shouldn't. Why? Hey, y'all, have y'all ever seen somebody, speaking of that, have you ever seen somebody, they've been, the body been slamming. You know, they dress nice, they looking good, and you like, oh, yeah, you know, I got to go and yell at that. I got to say hello. And they turn around and even the face is on point. I mean, they like swim. Like, man, you should be a model. Girl, you should be a model, what have you. Then they open their mouth, and there's nothing there. And when I say there's nothing there, I mean there's nothing there. There's not one tooth in their mouth, in their face. Only thing you see is a daggone some gum. That's all you see, some gum. And they sitting in a restaurant killing a piece of chicken. I'll tell you, man, that is some funny stuff. If you haven't seen that, that's some fun. Next time you see somebody without some teeth, throw them an apple and see what they do to the apple. They would annihilate that apple. They will. It will annihilate that apple. And you'd be surprised, like, dang, my teeth don't work that well. I got teeth. And I mean, it is something. They don't drool. They don't do none of that. They really don't. But they kill that apple, a chicken. That is some funny things to see, man. I mean, and we're not talking about no elderly folk. We talking about, you know, people 30, 25, not nan teeth in their house, in their face. Not nan teeth. And you're like, okay. And you see them, and you don't want to say nothing, and you don't want to keep looking at their mouth trying to figure out what the hell happened to their teeth. But you just have to wonder, how are you so young you ain't got no teeth? What did you do? What happened? Now, when, really? I'm telling y'all, this is some crazy stuff be going on. And this is a little thing. Don't act like I'm the only one. Don't act like I'm the only one. Because I know some of y'all have seen something out there y'all consider fine and on point, and they turned around and you had to jump back and run under and hide under something. That's right. I know y'all did. I know y'all did. And you know, that's all right. Go on and be truthful and admit it. That would make you a better person. That's right. Oh, but I can't get away with my holy rollers now. Y'all know them holy rollers. You know what? I've been kind of hard on them folk lately. And I don't be trying to be hard on them, but they do some dumb stuff. And when I say they do some dumb stuff, they really do. They really do. Once again, I'm going to say it like this. The preacher can't send you to heaven, you jackass. Quit trying to be all up under the preacher's booty. Then you can't even pay your dang on light bill, but you buying expensive things for the preacher. I'm sorry. I had to laugh at that one. Because that was funny. I mean, y'all know them folk in the church. They walk around here with all these great suits and buying all this stuff. Every time the preacher walk out, they right there, right there in front of them, bound down like they the bomb or what have you. What the heck is going on with that? He's a regular man. I forget. We in this day and age now, too, well, we have to say they are regular people. They are regular people. That's right. And, you know, you just can't worship the person, people. You can't do it because it's not the right thing to do. It's not. And you must stop doing that because once you do that, you just run into problems. You really do because you can't pay your damn bills because you're too busy giving it to that clown. And he taking your money and going on vacation with him. Pool pit pimps. That's right. The ones that regularly listen to my show, they know what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. Wow. You know, it's just there's some crazy things going on out here in the world. And you know, and here's the thing. It's just not me. The only thing you got to do is walk out your front door and just sit there and look at some things, and you'll be like, what the heck is going on? Because there's some crazy folk out there. It really is. You know, you may see your neighbor doing something. You'll be like, what the heck are they doing? You know that neighbor that just waved, you talking about, call me. And you know, y'all ain't talked in the last 3 years. You talking about call you like you really going to call them. And you go, okay, really? Just be honest and just throw your head up and keep going in your house. Come on. Let's be honest about that. Let's be honest. Because we want to be bothered with them people. Because you really don't know who the heck them people are anyway anymore, right? You really don't. If they're not doing something for you, you could care less about them talking to you. I'm serious. And it's just funny like that. You really is. I sit there and I watch some crazy stuff on a daily basis. I really do. And look, if you're going to wear flip-flops, if you're going to wear shoes that's open. Oh, well, I'm going to say this first, then I'm going to get on this last topic I'm going to talk about. Please, people, don't let your feet be black. You know, your feet don't have to be as black as the concrete or the tar that you done walked on. Please. If you're going to do that, put some socks on. Wear some regular shoes. Don't embarrass yourself like that. Your toes look like they done been through a corn grinder, and you just... And you just walking like you're crazy. You know, you just walking like you're crazy. Like everything is cool. Just downright stupid. Just downright stupid. Let's fix that. All right, now, before I get out of here, I got a little time left. I'm finna get you. Y'all walking around here, ladies, in these old platform shoes, making you 18 inches taller than what you are. That's fine. Okay. If that, you can squeeze your foot in it, squeeze your foot in it. But why are you buying these shoes way too big? You walking in a shoe flapping, causing a breeze to come by as you go by me. Huh? Why y'all doing that? If you're going to buy them, buy the right size. Wear them. Right. Some of y'all be walking and your foot be sliding like you ice skating. I'm serious. Your foot be sliding like you ice skating. And you be like, oh my, really? What's going on? But you act like you don't notice that your foot ain't big enough for that shoe. You know what that tell me? You done borrowed that shoe from somebody. You ain't buy that shoe. You borrowed that shoe. You saw that shoe in somebody's closet talking about, oh girl, I like that. Let me wear that shoe. And even though it don't fit your feet, you just determined you're going to put it on and wear it. Stop the nonsense. Number one, you ain't got no stockings on or nothing. Your friend don't wear no stockings. You don't know what that child got on her feet. Then you wonder why your toes all of a sudden look like they've been in a corn grinder. You got them things in between your toes you can't clean off no more. Yeah, go to the doctor and get some bitration ointment or some antibiotics to clear up whatever growing in between your toes. Because you done borrowed somebody else's stuff, then you know you ain't had no business borrowing. And here's a key to that, people. If you got to go to somebody's house, number one, to borrow their stuff, and you got to dig through about 18 piles of clothes and shoes to find them, that's a sign, okay? That's a sign. You may not want to borrow that pair of shoes. I mean, let's be honest. Oh, it's okay. I know her. She my girl. She your girl, all right. You don't know what that girl be doing with her feet. They know what she done left off in them shoes. You know what I'm saying? But you going to put them on. You don't care if they sliding off your feet. You don't care. You just going to let them slide because you got to put these on. And then you get that growth on your foot. Then you be trying to figure out what the hell going on. Then you want nobody to talk about you because you're walking around with your foot all bandaged up. Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you because I see it on a daily basis. You know, and your shoes just be flopping. Be like that, you got on a pair of flip-flops. No, and you just walking. You just walking like you the bomb. Get a grip on what's really going on, huh? Let's get a grip on it. You're walking around. You know, that's like them eyelashes. I bet, you know what? And here's the thing about that. I bet if you start batting them eyelashes real fast, you get some lift, start taking off them shoes on the bottom of your feet. They can act like little propellers, you know what I mean? Because they're not fitting your shoe right, so they get to spinning, and you get your eyelashes to batting, and you flap them with your hands, arms a little bit. Man, you be flying like Dumbo. You have to get air clearance. I'm serious. You have to get air clearance for the Air Force because you just took off and been gone. Because you got them big old eyelashes on and shoes that don't fit. My. That is downright crazy. But y'all know y'all out there. Now you're going to go and look and try and think about it now. It's too late. You done got busted. It's too late. You know you do it. You know you do it. And you think you're looking cute when you're really looking crazy as hell. That's right. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Woo. All right. Now, we done talked about some of everything. thing tonight, y'all. We have, man. I have had a ball. I hope y'all had y'all enjoyed listening to me. Because even if you didn't, oh well, you'll be all right. You will be all right. Now, check this out, y'all. Here's something real. I need a topic for Monday, for next week. So, you know, usually I come up with my own topics, but I'm going to try something new here. So, hey, email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com and give me some topics so I can get, you know, for next week. I can use next week. Now, don't come talk and send me nothing crazy, please. I'm crazy enough without that. All right, just give me something else to talk about. Something, you know, that's beneficial. That's beneficial to everybody. Everybody need to be beneficial. And out of everything else, y'all, I still need my free cable. Now, I'm not going to forget about that free cable I asked y'all to get me. I don't know what's going on, but I still need my free cable, okay? And number two, stop stealing out of Walmart. You know, y'all always stealing out of Walmart. I don't know why. You don't go and steal out of Winn-Dixie, Publix, or Albertsons, but you sure go into Walmart and trying to rob them. Stop stealing out of Walmart. I don't have to know how many times I have to keep telling you, but every time I pull up to Walmart, there's a police car up there with somebody that got caught stealing. Stop it, because you ain't getting away with it. Woo! Lord, Lord, Lord. All right, y'all. But all honesty, hey, check this out. In all seriousness now, once again, I want to thank y'all for listening to Let's Talk. It is my 50th show, and I had a ball tonight. It couldn't have fell on a better day. Fun Friday, you know. And I just want to keep y'all just keep listening. It's going to get better. It's going to get a little more smooth, and we're going to be all right. So if you got some friends you think should be listening, let them know. Let them know. I'm on the air every day at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, if y'all think I should move it to another time, I will. You got to give me some interest. Let me know if that's what you want. And with that, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Have a great weekend. I'm out of here.